Jose, Jose, Jose. Jose, Jose, Jose.
Hello. Jose. Welcome to the Jose Lynch birthday Jose. Party. This is Ann Levine. This is the Ann Levine Show. It's Tuesday, April 12th, and it's making me laugh to hear this song in my headphones. Michael.
Hello.
Michael's over there. I was just checking.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what kind of Michael we have today, but, you know, it's always a good Michael. It's just which...
Well, you know, this show is not going to ever be broadcast, so it could be anything, really.
Oh, that's right.
Right? This is not for radio. This is podcast
only. This is private.
That's right.
Birthday party podcast.
What is going over the air right now, as you may be listening to this, is our interview.
That's
with,
right.
Bogdan.
A Bogdan interview.
Bolkovetsky, right. Which we're putting over the air. So and that'll be good. People will be interested in hearing that.
They will love
but
that.
But you guys have already
you
gotten
You guys
that.
Have heard it already.
You had it. An exclusive.
You've heard it all before.
That's right. That's right. You and that too.
You know what I may do?
No.
I may browse lounge chairs.
Okay, right.
You know.
Yep.
People, listen. Apart from Jose Lynn's birthday.
Right, yeah. Happy
which
birthday.
Which is the happiest, happy thing.
I hope he has a good one. You know, he just had surgery.
Yeah, he knows
so,
that.
Yeah. Well, I know he does.
Oh, who
know
doesn't know that?
Well, other people might not know.
I think the family knows that. We're amongst family here.
Okay, all right.
Anyway, if you didn't know, now you know. Jose, how are you? You don't write, you don't call. I need updates. I need an update. I need to know how's by you. You know, you had surgery at Long Island Jewish, Valley Stream nonetheless.
Uh-huh.
And you just want, you know.
Does that place have a particular reputation? Or, you know, I mean, that you know of, or what?
It's Jewish.
Is this the place to go? I mean,
it's
you know.
Where Cousin Jan didn't go because she knew it would be jammed.
Yeah, she'd be, yeah.
So she went to St. Francis in Port Washington.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it has a reputation. Of being excellent.
Okay. All
so,
right.
But my point was, it is good to know. Yeah. And even though Patel is the new Cohen, or including that Patel is the new Cohen, look, I don't know who your surgeon was.
Yeah.
But I know that it was Long Island Jewish and they used Jewish parts.
Oh, okay. All right.
Jewish instruments, everything
instrumentally,
is kosher.
Very instrumentally.
So. If anything's different about you, if anything seems a little more Yiddish,
right?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay.
You
yeah,
went
could be.
There. You right. went there. Seriously.
Maybe
I hope
you develop a you taste might. For a knish or something, right?
No.
Like, you can't live without one or something.
Anyone could have a taste for a knish.
Yeah, I know, but all
Only
of a sudden,
a
you know, it might be something.
Only a Jew might be craving pcha.
Okay, all right.
And that is jellied calf's foot.
Mmm.
Or a nice piece gefilte fish.
Yeah, I don't know. Do people really like that? Cause
you know, some people do.
Yeah.
My friend Ellen loves that stuff.
Oh, and they like the jelly part, right?
Ugh. So now a story.
Now a story
you shall hear.
Okay. All right.
All right. Speaking.
On with the story.
Speaking of my part of the Ukraine.
Okay.
All right. So my grandfather ran away from Odessa in 1904 because, they didn't like Jews so much.
Okay. Yeah.
And so they said, go away, away, away.
Be gone, Vitcha. Yeah.
And so he left. He got on a boat with his family. He left. He was 9, I think.
Wow.
Anyway, no, he was younger. Whatever.
Well, how old was he, really? Yeah.
He was in the 9 to 14 right.
Right.
Okay. Region.
Right, before the tween
He was
age.
In high school.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Not that he ever went to high school.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But he was high school age.
High school aged.
Not of childbearing age, but of high school age.
Okay.
And so he ran away there. Then the ones in Kiev, some of them ran to New Jersey. Some of them ran to Palestine.
Oh, all right.
Because in 1929, it was Palestine.
Right.
And as far as some people are concerned, it still is.
On
a kibbutz.
Yeah, out there.
They were not in a kibbutz. No? They were on something called a moshav.
Okay.
Which is...
Not a kibbutz.
Kibbutz adjacent.
Oh, okay. All right. And kibbutz reminiscent.
It's kibbutz adjacent.
Okay.
It's more of a farm... And less of a collective. It's slightly It's not as communist.
All right, more farmy. Yeah.
Less communist. I gotcha.
More farmy, less commie.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect, Michael. You put that perfectly. Is that the name of the show?
Probably, yeah.
Well, let's ask Artemis because, of course, she...
Yeah, she does have opinions.
She's got title opinions. All right, so... So anyway, a moshav... In Jerusalem,
mm-hmm.
And I can't begin to tell you how I'm related. I always call her my cousin.
All right.
I don't know if she's technically my aunt, you know, like 3 times removed to the 4th degree, you know.
Right, yeah. One of those.
Cosine. Yeah, Anyway, it's some...
You have to have ancestry, really, to know. Yeah.
Oh, I have it. Yeah. And I still can't understand what the
okay.
hell they're
all
saying.
All right, all right.
Anyway, it's a confusing...
It's very confusing.
The Jews are very confusing to the ancestry people.
Yeah.
So anyway. Anyway.
Yeah.
I decided after college that I wanted to go far... Avec. That
okay.
means away.
Yeah.
And from, you know, certain people to whom I was related.
Okay, yeah.
And I wanted to spend a good month overseas.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided to go to Israel, not because I had any particular, you know... I was not
like no particular affinity for Israel or...
If you can believe
not the,
this...
Not really the religion or anything, yeah.
If you can believe this...
I can't believe it.
I was so not Jewish.
Yeah, I know. Hard to believe, right?
I was such a shiksa in those days.
Wow,
I can't
yeah.
believe it. My mother tried so hard to make that stick.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
And she used shiksa stick. But it...
From Popeil.
It did... Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beat your daughter with this for a while, why don't you?
That's right.
So it
Atta
didn't...
Had a learner.
It didn't work. Anyhow, go pick your own shiksa shtick from the backyard, from the shiksa tree.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
That's a little close to home, really.
Did you have to go pick your own switch?
Oh, hell yeah.
Really?
Yeah, we had to pick a switch, and if it broke, we had to go get another one.
Now, did you have strategy?
There was no strategy.
I mean, were you like, all right, I'm going to pick a shorter one, a longer one, a thinner one, a wider one?
You just pick one that isn't going to break.
I'm picturing your face during these episodes.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not picturing any tears.
No, if there was, it would have been very reluctant, but
I'm picturing rage.
Murder, death, kill face. Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yep.
100%.
Well, I just want to remind you.
And could do nothing about it because the, you know, this guy was amazing.
Well.
He tied me into a knot with my own limbs. Once, where I could not get out of
Michael.
It. He tied me to a clothes pole with my own arms and legs using nothing else, and I could not get out of it. And I've sat there, and I tried to climb up. I tried to wiggle out. I tried to do all kinds of things, and I couldn't figure out how to do it. And he did figure out some kind of judo thing or whatever he knew, and it was hilarious. And I was out there for about 15 minutes fuming before he came in.
Okay,
pulled me out
so
of it.
People, my people, I've heard it all from Michael over the years. All. This is the first time he's told me something new. In
well, I've told you that I've been tied up with my
years.
Own to the clothes pole with my own limbs, but I didn't really get into any detail about it. But yeah.
Well, you still didn't, and I don't want any more detail.
Okay, yeah.
You know, did you hear that guy? He put 137 clothespins on his face?
Yes.
To go in the Guinness Book
of World
Records?
To go in
the
Guinness Book of World Records.
What
and
a yutz!
And did not make it.
What a stunken yutz.
Yeah, that was very strange. What was he on, Shark Tank? What was
no,
it? No,
it was...
Weakest Link.
The Weakest Link.
Yeah.
With, you know, not Ann Robinson.
Right, no.
With Jane Lynch.
Jane Lynch.
All right, so... Gefilte fish.
Yeah, never
I
mind.
Look, it's Pesach on Friday.
Right, yeah.
This is the Jose Lynn birthday / Pesach show.
Okay, all right, yeah.
All right, so, you know, give me a little leeway here.
Okay, all right.
And if you're using a special effect to make it sound like I'm in space.
No, not doing that.
Please stop.
No, you don't sound like you're in space.
Michael got a new board, and it sounded a little roomy.
Yeah.
That's what it's called when it sounds kind of echoey, like you're in a big room.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know how I sound this
you
time.
You don't sound like that at all.
But there was a moment of space.
Yeah, it was very weird. Earlier. Yeah, but that didn't actually...
When I was talking about the pledge drive, but that didn't get...
No.
Okay. All right, so gefilte fish. Right, so anyhow, I'm getting ready to go to Israel, mainly because I'm going to be with a group of college kids.
Yeah,
like 30 of them, and we're going to...
They're doing Aliyah, right? Or
No.
Oh, okay.
They want us to do Aliyah.
Oh, okay.
Right?
All right.
But no, we're like...
We're
no,
just going on this little trip.
We're like a Jewish sorority. I don't even know. What is it? Chi Alpha?
Who knows? Oh, okay. All right, sure.
And it would be a sorority. Whatever. Anyway. So, yeah, we get on this trip in Israel. And... Before I left, I said, hey, do we have relatives over there? He says, well, yes, of course. I said, what do you mean? Well, yes, of course. He said, yes, we do. Sarah's sister Shoshana is there and Rivka is there. And he starts listing these people.
Okay.
That I haven't ever heard of. Anyway, so they all ran away from Kyiv, and they ran, these are the ones who ran to Palestine. So anyway, cut to a million years later, I go over there, and I'm going to be the first person in the family to meet Shoshana.
Yeah, nice, right?
So it was incredible. It was like the most moving thing.
Yeah.
It was extraordinary. And we tooled around Jerusalem. She lived by herself in Jerusalem. Her husband had predeceased her. Oh, he was working, he was planting eucalyptus, which is what they did to dry up the swamps.
Oh, nice. Okay, that's a clever idea.
Yeah. It was a little malarial, but it was what they did. It was how they made the desert bloom.
Yeah, well, they've done it, right?
Oh, I'll say.
So,
and then some. You know. It's been a little rough over there, I got to say.
Yeah, there's a lot of people shooting and stabbing and all kinds of shit over there. It's crazy.
It's very sad. It's very depressing to me.
Let's talk about sororities. Alpha, Epsilon, Phi.
Is that the sorority? The Jew sorority?
Well, there
sorority?
Are several. That's the first one.
Right. There's one that I'm thinking of. It might be a fraternity.
Yeah, it might be. I'll have to keep looking, but
all right. Well, so anyway, Shoshana.
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah, Jewish. That one, that sorority, and that one was founded in 1909 or something. I mean,
where?
It's a medical one.
Of course.
Founded in 1903, actually.
Of course.
Yeah, along with Phi Lambda Kappa in 1907.
And that was not a medical one?
No, also a medical
one. Was that a legal one?
There are legal ones. new Beta Epsilon, Tau Epsilon Rho.
Mm-hmm.
There's a dental one, Alpha Omega, a dental sorority for women.
For the underachievers.
Pharmacy and some other...
Yeah, for the
osteopaths
people.
And veterinarians and
they have below a 3.2
Sigma
GPA.
Iota Zeta. That's the
Sigma Iota Zeta.
That's the veterinarian sorority. Jewish veterinarian sorority.
Wait a minute. That's going to be like my new name, Iota Zeta.
Iota Zeta. Good one. Yeah, I like it.
The next pet we get is Iota Zeta.
Iota Zeta. You got it. All right. And so Rosie's new friend when we get them, whoever they are.
And for those of you out there who feel the Yiddish will know, Iota Zeta also sort of means, it feels like it's sounding like I own my grandfather.
Oh,
or
okay.
A grandfather.
There you go. Yeah.
So anyway, or right. Iota Zeta, a ton of money.
That's my grandpa.
That did not happen to me. My grandfather, Bupkis.
Yeah.
From Odessa. Gurnished mit gurnished. All right. So anyway.
That's it.
Nothing.
So what do you got? I got things.
Will
you
please let me finish this goddamn story?
I didn't know you weren't done. How am I supposed to know? There's like this huge pause. Sounds done.
Are you eating peanuts?
Yeah.
That's great, honey. Yeah, that's perfect. That's great radio, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
Michael buys extra crunchy peanuts, and he goes from store to store to store.
I got to find them.
To find kettle-fried peanuts. And it's complete crack, catnip, whatever you want to call it to him.
It is for me. Yeah, it really is.
He cannot stop.
I can't help it.
And so even on the air, crunch, crunch, crunch. But hey, you know, it's Jose Lynn's birthday party, so.
That's right. Anything could happen.
Anything goes. Are people going to be wanting more of these?
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
private podcasts?
I don't know. I really don't know. We'll find out.
All right. So anyway, I'm going to finish this fucking story.
Okay.
All right. So.
Does it have to do with sororities?
I go to Shoshana's apartment. We go all around Jerusalem. Then she takes me back to her apartment and for lunch.
Yeah.
And it's August. It's Israel. It's Jerusalem. And it's 105 degrees.
Yeah. Nice.
And we go up to her apartment for a nice light meal. Mm-hmm. Of the following. It's just the two of us. Just the two of us. So, first of all, there's a huge tray. And I mean like a like a lasagna pan.
Uh-huh, right.
Of gefilte fish.
Mm.
And she said, mit extra jelly.
Oh, extra jelly.
Because yeah. I know you love this part. So extra jelly. I can Yum. Barely handle any of that damn yeah. jellied.
Ugh. I don't really, I've tried it several times. I really don't like it.
And I mean, you know, and she made this. This wasn't like she popped open a jar of Manischewitz gefilte. This she made by yeah. hand.
I would have had to try it.
Well, you know, yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. And then I did this dumbest thing, which is I kind of just kind of closed my eyes and thought of England.
yeah.
And got through as much of it as I could. And she said, oh, you like it.
You like it. Here, so have here, some more.
Here's another blop of fish
that's,
jelly.
That's right. And I'm sending some home with you.
Mit sweet yeah. carrots. Now, the thing is that the Polish, Ukrainians, look, it depends what year. What nationality you were. You were Russian, you were Polish, you were Ukrainian.
Oh, okay, yep.
Anyway, they love sweet. And everything is sweet, and that includes meat.
Yeah, a lot of meats.
The cabbage yeah. rolls have
right.
sweet,
yep.
sweet sauce on them.
Well, and cabbage itself is really pretty sweet.
So maybe where you
when it's cooked, it's actually fairly sweet.
Look, you're from OVC.
Yeah.
They do the same. They're like the Ukrainians up there.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Sugar on everything.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Anyway, she made two chickens. Meanwhile, this woman is 5 feet tall.
Right.
And 90 pounds, maybe.
Yeah, so there's, yeah, okay. So you got a lasagna pan of gefilte fish, homemade gefilte fish.
With extra jelly.
With extra jelly.
With sweet carrots on
sweet
it.
Sweet carrots.
Because that's a great combo. And extra horseradish.
Oh, nice.
Then two chickens.
Two chickens.
And then she made it simis.
Oh, yeah, but that's good, right?
But it's prunes, and it's yeah. apricots,
yeah.
and it's raisins,
Yum.
And it's brown sugar, and it's August, and it's 105 degrees.
Yeah, so it's going to be a little gooey.
I'm telling you, I was so... I was like, if I survive this meal, I know I'm a Jew.
Yeah.
I mean, this is like having a bris. As an adult,
uh-huh.
the torture of
oh,
this.
Oh boy, yeah.
Anyhow.
Okay, so was there anything else though?
Oh please. I mean, oh please.
Right?
Then out come apples.
Ah, very nice.
And I'm thinking, well, that's nice, refreshing. No.
No, no.
Apples, baked apples.
Oh.
Full.
Stuffed of, like, dates and sugar and nuts and stuff.
Ceylon and, oh,
oh
my
yeah.
God.
Sounds great.
So then there were the apples.
Uh-huh.
Then dessert.
Right, of course,
started
yeah.
rolling out.
You're going to need something a little sweet
she
after that.
She throws a couple of boxes of chocolates on the table.
Uh-huh.
And by then, I'm just sitting there like.
Now, is there a 2-liter bottle on the table?
Okay, let me get to that. And okay. what would you like to explain what you mean by that?
No.
Please
no.
do.
Okay. I have been told and have seen as you know from videos and so on and pictures that on every Israeli table is they put 2-liter bottles of soda for the people to drink.
And that is the God's honest truth.
Every single place
mm-hmm.
that's what they do.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the first...
And it doesn't matter. I mean, it could be a little more formal. They're still putting the soda on the table.
Well, yeah. I mean, not in a restaurant, but you can
right.
go to someone's... For instance...
At the house, yeah.
Pesach, Rosh Hashanah, you go to somebody's house, and on the table there will be... and you have to remember, there's really... Very little, there's like no hard alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
There's some disgusting wine.
Right,
and
yeah.
And then there's cola. And
and Sprite-like thing, or right? Like a lemon-lime?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so or those orange. Are the two-liter bottles. There's orange.
Yeah.
They like pink. That's a very popular flavor.
A good one, yeah.
You know, raspberry-ish looking.
But it's everywhere.
Oh, yeah, it's yeah. ubiquitous.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, no.
Okay, all right, all right.
She said, I made you a nice iced coffee.
Oh, there you go. She was all ready for you.
And
already.
I was so excited. I was like, yeah. I have finally, I'm going to get a tall, refreshing iced coffee.
Yeah, very nice.
Well, Shoshana makes her iced coffee by pouring a quart of cream into a pan. She adds many scoops of instant coffee.
Oh, good. Yes, it sounds so good.
And a ton of sugar. And she lets that cook for a while. Then it goes in a pitcher and then in the refrigerator.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, it's like borderline a milkshake.
Uh-huh.
You know, just a couple more degrees down.
It's Turkish style.
No,
it's... you could put a spoon in some Turkish coffee.
Yeah, but not because of the cream. And there's no anything in that.
True.
It's just like so strong, that coffee. So much coffee in it. Anyway, I at that point thought, I'm going to fucking die.
Yeah, you might.
You know, I was not diabetic, I think, until that day.
Oh, well, it's a family thing.
Anyway, it was one of the greatest days of my life.
Yeah.
In all seriousness.
No, I love hearing these stories. I've heard them before, and I think they're wonderful.
They are
and
wonderful.
And I wish I could have met her.
I wish she was still around.
Yeah.
God bless her. So, this weekend, Friday night, you know what I'm noticing lately?
What?
Every holiday now is Shabbos. Every holiday.
Every holiday.
Rosh Hashanah this year, I think, was Shabbos.
Oh, really?
Thanksgiving was Shabbos.
Oh,
it's weird.
Yeah.
It's been like, Thanksgiving is almost, it's like Erev Shabbat. It's Erev.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Because it's a Thursday.
So... I wonder if this is something that like an anomaly, some kind of thing that happens every, you know, so many years that people keep track of.
Well, there's another thing I noticed, which is my birthday is on a Tuesday.
Okay.
So, Michael,
yeah.
Tell me which nights everything's closed on Cape Cod, every restaurant, everything.
Yeah, that is true. It
which
does.
Which nights?
Monday and Tuesday, typically.
That's right. And
yeah.
I feel like for 10 years now, my birthday has been on a Monday or a Tuesday.
Yeah, so what's up with that?
It sounds like
a conspiracy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't sound right to me. We need to find out what's going on.
Oh, I got to tell them about Eric. We went out for
dinner. Oh, yeah.
On Sunday night. And we were with three friends of ours, three close friends. And we went to this place in town called Encore. And been there many, many times. We know the people. We know the menu. Well, we walked in and were seated by this guy named Eric, who proceeded to do dinner on a show, basically.
More or less, yeah.
He's a stand-up comedian server.
Well, yeah, he should be. Yeah, he should be a stand-up comedian.
I mean,
he was very
all
funny.
This guy did was shtick. Now, this is a Cape Codder type dude.
Yeah.
You know, there's no Yiddish kite here.
No?
This is a whole thing. He was, first thing he does was he came and he threw... like 12 cocktail napkins down on the table.
Right, for four people.
For five.
Oh, five. No, four.
You and me and Holly and Peter and Danny. That's five, honey.
Okay.
So he threw down all those cocktail napkins, and someone went to move one, and he said,
Yeah, from the bar, he's like, hey.
Hey, those are there specifically on purpose for a reason. He was so fantastic.
When we were leaving, he asked me if I wanted to have this piece of rosemary boxed up.
Michael ate a pork chop and mashed potatoes and whatever. And yeah, he didn't eat the rosemary.
No, no.
And he said, would you like me to box up the rosemary for you? He asked Holly, who had salmon, if she wanted a box for the lemon.
Right, yeah.
And when she said she wanted two boxes, one for her truffle fries and one for her salmon, he got all...
Right, he's like, hey, you're costing me money here.
Yeah. What am I, made of gold? Two boxes? Anyway,
it was very funny for us.
And it really reminded me that one of my best friends ever was a guy named George Brennan of blessed memory.
Yeah.
And I met him because my parents said to me, there was a restaurant here called La Cipollina, fantastic Italian restaurant that Marietta Parco ran. And they said, you have to come with us because there is a waiter there that is so hilarious and you are going to love him. Well, he and I ended up being like
best friends. Did fall in love with him.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
We were very, very close friends. Yep. And Eric was the same. I had that same vibe. Uh-huh. I said, what's your phone number? I'm coming over.
That's right.
And that's how I felt. I felt instantly like, this is my person.
Yeah, it was fun. And he made the night a blast.
And I'm like dying to go back there. So I'm reminded, like, we used to go to La Cipollina all the time.
Uh-huh.
Because George.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go to Encore because, you know, there's anything so fabulous that I want there.
Uh-huh. I had a pretty good pork chop, if you want to know.
I did want to know, and thank you.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Good for you and your swine. Anyway, so I want to go back. I want to go tonight. I want to see Eric.
Yeah.
You know, I just want to order a glass of water. And here is
and see what he says
comments about
that. Yeah.
Yeah, he brought the check really fast and everyone threw down a card.
Yeah.
He's like, I need
a couple dozen more cards.
Do you have a
please?
Few more cards? And then he like hightails it to the register. And he meanwhile didn't
That's
ask
hilarious.
Anyone if they want coffee or dessert.
No, no. He's like, get out of here.
And I said, Eric, you didn't even ask anyone if they want coffee and dessert. So he grabs a dessert menu, holds it about 8 inches in front of my face, and he goes, do you want anything? It was, I don't know.
It was hilarious.
It was my favorite night in a long time. So, you need someone like that.
Yeah, you need an Eric, really.
And your restaurant will be full all the damn time.
I think so, yeah.
A lesson that I forgot. In the case of Elaine's, the famous, the one, the only Elaine's in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
I will never understand what Elaine Kaufman had that brought everyone in. Every famous person in New York.
Yeah.
Every damn night.
I don't know. Isn't that funny?
It was just so weird. I mean, to me anyway, she was so bitchy and sour and
Yeah.
You know, and like schleppy and tired and a mise kite. And
so were all the guys at the Carnegie Deli, you know.
But
right? That's
what I paid for.
Right. Well, yeah, I guess
that's
true.
That they would slam the pickles in front of me and I'd get a little pickle schmutz on me.
Yeah.
Before I even, you know. What do you want?
Yeah, what do you want?
They thoroughly expected you to know what you want. If you ask for a menu, they put like an out-of-town surcharge
right, exactly.
on your tab.
Yeah, because they know you're not from
If you don't say corned beef extra, extra lean.
Right, yeah.
Mustard and a box for the extra.
Uh-huh.
Like off the top, you don't know where you are.
Right.
I can't believe they're gone.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
Ugh. Everywhere is gone. New York.
Yeah, yeah.
What happened?
Well, you know, it evolves. It always has, I guess. But.
There was an interesting thing. I guess it was on Facebook that
there was something interesting on Facebook. Breaking news.
Well, it kind of is, actually. I've been spending very little time there.
Yeah.
I just can't with it anymore.
Yeah, I spent all kinds of time there.
Yeah, it was like that story Bogdan told in the second interview I did with him.
Mm-hmm.
Of he posted this thing that was like, oh, here's a message of peace, love, and understanding. This is, you know, a long time ago, years ago. And he said, and I get 10 likes.
Right.
And then he said, I posted this story about a horrible experience I had on a flight. 28,000 likes
and 1,000
shares.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's said, like, okay.
That's the day I quit.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And he's right.
It's true. Everyone's rabid about the bad news.
Yep. No one wants to hear the good stuff.
They don't. Anyway, yeah, you know, I've kind of not been there. I go to Twitter to get upset.
Uh-huh.
That's where I like to...
Yeah, there's a lot of that, right?
Yeah, that's where I like to go to get wound up and upset.
Yeah.
Here's a fun fact.
What's that?
About the war in Ukraine.
Uh-huh.
The Russian soldiers took some souvenirs from Chernobyl.
Uh-huh. And is their hair falling out?
Pretty much.
Right on. Right fucking on.
They are getting so sick.
Good.
So there you go.
Good for them.
Geniuses.
God. Yeah.
If you didn't see Volodymyr Zelensky, everyone's favorite Pooh Bear, on 60 Minutes, watch it. It is so, so good. That guy is just, what a rock star. What a rock star. And I love listening to him, like, looking down the barrel into the camera and telling Joe Biden what's what.
Okay.
He's got massive matzo balls, that guy. Little Zelensky over there.
Yeah, that guy.
The class clown. Hi.
Okay, I got a couple things to talk about here.
Well, please, by all means, I'm exhausted.
Okay.
From myself.
Well, let's first see if you've ever heard of this device by name. It's called the Baby Pod. Ever hear of it?
No.
Well, let's deduce and see if we can think of anything like what it does just from its name. Baby Pod. I don't know. It could be...
I have two guesses.
Okay.
One is that it's like a pad, a tablet...
Mm-hmm.
For an infant.
Right, okay.
So, like, instead of a mobile, they can start with a blue screen right off.
I gotcha.
Right from the jump.
That's not a bad guess.
My other guess is that it's some kind of... I don't know how to describe what I'm picturing. I'm picturing a fortune cookie. Just bear with me.
Right, fortune cookie.
Made out of fleece.
Uh-huh,
with
right.
a zipper
uh-huh.
across the arc, you know.
I got, right, yes.
And you put the baby in there.
Put the baby in
and
there.
And you zip it up and it's like
It's a little
warm and cozy in its pod.
Okay, that's also a very good guess. Neither are close at all. Okay. I thought you might touch upon maybe an iPod.
I just did.
Well, you said an iPad.
Oh, God, in Himmel.
No, because there is a difference. An iPod is made for playing music. And that's what this is for playing music for your baby. Isn't that nice?
Ich verstehe nicht.
In utero.
In utero, in hisero, in hertero.
So there is a speaker.
That goes up the hoo-ha.
That goes up the hoo-ha. And you get to play music to your children from inside your coach.
Is this Ronco? Is this sold in
this
a pack
is a
with,
real
the
thing.
With the Shiksa stick?
Baby pod. Not kidding. They say that...
Is Gwyneth Paltrow selling this piece of garbage?
No. They're selling it on their own website, but yeah.
What are you on, like the pregnancy...
No.
Listserv?
No, I think I saw this. It was just an ad I saw when cruising around online. Might have been on Facebook even.
They are targeting the right demographic
aren't they, though? Yeah.
They know what you want.
They know exactly
Michael,
what I
I'm
need.
Telling you right now.
The baby pod.
I'm not doing it.
It is supposed to help your baby, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I know what help.
And their cognitive abilities by being exposed to music. They say this is really the only way they can hear it, is if you stuff something up you and crank up the speaker. I don't know how high it goes. I assume it does not go to 11. But it'll get 54 decibels in there.
Do you know how ridiculous all of this is?
It is absolutely, yeah. I do know how ridiculous it is. It's insane.
I refuse to have any part of this.
There is an easy way to do the same thing.
Oh, no. Are you going to tell me, like, you know, like the trick of putting the iPod in the mug?
Nope.
What?
Just turn the radio on.
They
can still hear it.
All right, enough already with this.
Okay? If you want your kid to hear the music, just play music. You don't have to do that.
I think this device is like a woman torture device. I feel that this was absolutely invented by a man.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I really do. It's just so...
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me. It's been around at least since, I think, 2016, this thing, and it's still out there.
I want to know who invented it. And I have some words for that person. It's not enough... It's not enough already, the Tsuris, just from what it is, day to day, month to month.
Yeah.
Then you get pregnant. Oh, my God. That's not enough?
No. No.
That's not enough?
It's not enough, really.
Oh, you got to strap music onto your stomach.
Yeah, you got to strap up.
You got to baby Einstein it. Oh,
that's right.
You know what? Here's a way to go. Pop one of these in before you head down to work.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you can listen at the same time too, because it's got a splitter, so you can have headphones as well.
Are you kidding me?
No, and I think there's a speaker as well, so you can talk to them, talk to your baby.
Well, let me just say, if a man didn't invent this, I want to meet the woman who did this.
Yeah,
and I. You know, things are so weird now that I'm afraid to say, even to our family with whom we are chatting right now, that I would want to give her the Will Smith treatment.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well,
Are any of you going to get upset?
People are
by
really
that?
Fired up, you know. Yeah, we probably lost a ton of listeners right there.
All right. Well, whatever.
Yeah.
I can't.
Okay. Well, you don't have to, thankfully.
Thankfully.
Let's see. All right. I have a better story.
What is it?
Okay.
Please now, let it not be about female torture devices.
It is a great story. It is about a place you may have heard of. I only heard about it the other day for the first time. It is called the Human Library.
And it is the sound of this.
And it is a place, and there are many of these places around the world where you can go and check out a person and talk to them and listen to their story and ask them questions and hear about someone completely different.
So in some towns, that's human trafficking. What do you mean you can check out a person?
Yeah, these people volunteer to be books to be read. And they go to these places, and a lot of the times it's actually in libraries. And they go, and a bunch of people meet, and they talk to these folks. And it's the idea is to, you know, show people, hey, there's other kind of folks in the world, and to reduce prejudice. It's really very cool.
Well, that sounds fabulous.
It started in Denmark.
Of course it
did. In 2000.
The happiest place on earth.
And it is now active in over 80 countries, in which there are a few permanent human libraries.
Where is there one? There's got to be one in this country, right? I'm assuming.
Well, how about that? If you are on Cape Cod.
No.
In July.
No.
On July 15th of 2022 at the Osterville Free Library.
Mm-hmm.
It will be the Human Library.
No kidding.
Yeah, and you can go and you can volunteer to be a human book and share your story, or you can just, you know, go check out a book. Check out one of these people. And, you know, come with an open mind. That's the, you know, that's really the whole idea.
First of all, I am dying to be checked out.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'll send you a link so that actually you can apply.
You're not going to send me the link. You're going to drive me away.
Yeah, well, you have to apply to be a book, to be read.
Oh, I think somehow.
And you'll be able to do it.
I might have one or two things to say to a person in Osterville in July.
Absolutely.
Although it's a weekend and...
Yeah, you know how that is.
I do.
It is July, too.
I know.
Yeah.
It's a pool day, it sounds like. But anyhow...
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think that would be a hoot. Now, my question is... Do you have to go somewhere with? Do you have to go to like the Starbucks or something?
No,
or,
it happens at the library.
Oh, that's going to be loud.
At the Osterville Public Library.
The Osterville Public Library is the size of our living room.
No, it's actually fairly large from what I'm seeing here.
All right. Well, it must have gotten
enlarged.
From the time I was a child.
It's been enlarged, yeah.
I forget how old I am. It's so funny. Oh.
So that'll be cool. And it is they are all over the place. Let's see. One of the first permanent human library was established in Lismore, Australia.
Of course it was. It's where everything perfect happens.
In 2016. In 2006.
I wonder if the Soul Brothers have been there.
I don't know.
Hmm.
I would like to find out. I think it would be sounds like a wonderful thing.
It would be a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm signing you up.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right.
I want to check you out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, people like to check me out.
Yeah, they
do. That's for sure.
They do. I know why you got a dog.
Uh-huh.
I see you out there. What do you mean, chick magnet, man?
Oh. Yeah, well, I guess that's true. Although, it's just, she's kind of a people magnet. All the people, all the dogs, any stray rabbit.
That's my point.
You know, yeah.
People magnet.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She brings you the ladies.
Yeah, okay. And then and they go right on by.
Walk on by.
Yeah.
I had a great Jose Lynn birthday party.
Yeah, did you?
Didn't you?
Well, yeah, I did. But, you know, sometimes you're not very forward with your feelings about things. So, you know, I don't always know.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'll tell you, working with this new board for this just last while here has been very interesting.
Has it been super interesting?
I don't know what it sounds like in your headphones, but in mine, I feel like I've been around the world.
Okay.
On a city bus.
Okay, yeah, I'm not getting that, but sounds pretty good to me.
You didn't hear the cars going by?
No, I wasn't really hearing that. Seriously? I might have been paying attention to what was going on, you know, yeah.
In what? You're saying in like the show? Right here,
yeah. You know, I have to pay attention to what I'm talking about because I might forget.
Oh, yeah. You know what yeah. I mean? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's absolutely you.
Absolutely.
Guess what?
What is it?
There's horrible news.
Great. That's what I love to end a show on horrible news.
Philadelphia is reinstating its indoor mask mandate because cases are on the rise. Uh-oh.
There you go, guys.
Exactly. So,
yep.
I don't know what we got coming.
So cut it out. That's what I'm saying, really.
You are? Yeah. Okay, so you're going to tell me you don't hear an airplane?
I hear an airplane. Yep.
Okay. That's what I'm trying to say. I think that
there was no airplane at the time. So, you know, I'm not listening for things in the background. So, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying that I think our new board has a lot of vehicle sounds.
Okay.
In it. That it's
yeah, and I've preamped the mics too. So,
you did?
Yeah.
Oh. Ugh. Wow. We talked about all this stuff, right? About Oscars, Schmoskers, Ketanji yeah. Brown Jackson.
Right, Ketanji Jackson Brown. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Amazing.
Yeah. She's been confirmed, right?
Yeah, they just had her
it's all done.
Ceremony on the lawn.
I'm very excited.
And it was the sweetest, loveliest thing. Her speech was so genuine, so heartfelt, and so civil and kind. Which is kind of what you want in a Supreme Court justice.
It is kind of what you want, you would
it
think, yeah.
It was so un-Kavanaugh.
Yeah, yeah, that's a very, that's a great way to put that.
Yeah, it was just...
un-Kavanaugh.
Beautiful, you know? No yeah. histrionics.
No crying over the definition of boofu or boof or whatever, right? Yeah.
God. Squee.
Yeah, right.
Oh, God.
And all the names of those guys, whatever
yeah,
the hell are.
Squee and Jesus. Fidgy and, yeah, and Rocket Pants. I don't know.
Cupcake or I don't know what the hell and their names were. But God.
I know. What an extraordinary thing it was to watch her confirmation hearings, to watch these idiots asking her insane questions like...
Yeah, they were being real dicks about things.
Well, they were also being idiots.
Well, yeah. You know? I mean, that's where they... That's the baseline.
Do you believe babies are born racist? Well, they are in your house,
yeah,
Ted.
Your babies are.
Anyway, yeah, it was horrible. And she managed to, with absolute calm and grace... answer every one of those stupid-ass questions.
Right, including saying, you know,
like
this is
champ.
Really, we're way out there now, guys.
Yeah. But she went ahead and answered.
Yep.
And they're trying to say she's pro-pedophile.
Yeah, well.
Ugh. What a load of garbage.
That is the GOP, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want to actually come down. What is it, Tennessee? The lawmakers there don't actually want to come up with a...
Are you about to say something horrible?
With an age to marry. You don't need that.
And
they assume that, you know, people will think it's 18. But yeah, he's like, he actually wants to take the language out that says you need to be 18 to get married in the state. It's insane.
You put me in mind of something that I won't get into now. But I hope you've all watched your Real Housewives. I know a lot of you watched the Severance finale. I hope you enjoyed.
Oh yeah, that's a good one.
That brain bomb.
Our flag means death. If you haven't seen that,
our flag means death.
See it. Oh my God.
And Sam Elliott is a punk.
Uh huh. Yeah. Well, you know.
So, for all of my family, for all of Michael's family, for all of your families of blessed memory, have a wonderful Pesach, have a beautiful Easter Sunday, and light the lights. When I'm gone, I'll shine bright for you, my new star in heaven tonight. I see my new star in heaven tonight. I see my new star. My new star.